For 9 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And 30 years of Rosie on the House.
Live with you Saturday mornings to help you maintain the largest asset most of us will have in our life, our home, castle, or cabin. Maybe one day it'll be or. Right now, mine's just or.
House, home, castle, or cabin. Keep forgetting that house.
House, home, castle, or cabin. This hour, we'll be covering our top five most popular articles of the year, something we generally end the year with, seeing what's the best and most popular of 2018. We'll get to those. Article number one, should you replace your air conditioning unit? We'll talk about that, along with how to cool off your garage. Two things that really don't fit well in December in Arizona, but that'll give you time to plan and get it done before the summer heat kicks in. There's a reason in Arizona Our top categories are air conditioning, insulation, pools, window treatments. Nobody likes those triple digits, and we do everything we can to survive through them every year.
But the thing is, I mean, it's so nice this time of year, even with the freezing temperatures, because we suffer through 120 degrees throughout the summer. It's such a pleasant relief. You don't think about it, you know? That's where HomeZada comes in handy.
There you go.
That's where it comes in handy.
One of the many applications, it's a new digital app we licensed this year for Arizona homeowners, helps you digitally keep up with the maintenance of your home as well as tracks all of your work history. So you can kind of have like a Carfax for your home when it comes to the market. You can show everything that's up to date. It'll help you project at the point the warranty on your roof may be ending, what the estimated cost of a complete replacement will be. So you can also be busy saving for these big expensive ticket items that may hit your home at some point in the future. We're also here to take your calls, and we're going to jump right to them first at 1-888-767-4348 before we get back to our articles, starting with Pat in Tucson. We'll start us off. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for taking the call. My question has to do with the pipes that are wrapped. I live in Green Valley. The pipes that are wrapped in our complex, some of them are wrapped with silver tape. Some have the foam wrapped tape. And so my questions are, I'll read them. There's not that many. Is silver tape better? If yes, can it be wrapped over the foam, which is already there? Or does the foam wrap have to be removed first before the silver wrap?
Great question. What she's asking about is the foam. It looks like a swimming pool noodle. It's not, but it looks similar to it. The material's a little different. We cover this, if you listened to the last hour and you heard Linda Stanfield talking about the wrapping pipes, we actually put a video together to complement this that's on our website with that article from, or that content from today, the radio broadcast, and you can see it firsthand. And Patty's question is, do you use one or the other, or can you use them both together? And you could use them both together. If the foam's already there, you can wrap it with the tape. I would always wrap the foam completely unless you plan on taking it off during the summer months. That foam, just like a pool noodle and the UV sun, will just deteriorate. It doesn't look great. But if you wanted to do it and have it done for a couple years, you could wrap it and tape every square inch of foam. That'll break down the tape first before it starts breaking down the foam and get you a couple more years out of that project. Personally, I would wrap it and freezes in Green Valley. That's south of Tucson. You're a little higher elevation, so you get them a little more frequently. But the infrequency we get freezes, I would just keep the tool, the materials, the foam and the tape in the garage because you want to tape the foam on. I mean, you can use silver tape, you can use plumber's tape, you can use scotch tape for all I care. As long as it's on there, just that little bit of insulation is all we're trying to accomplish. A lot of times homeowners want to know why aren't there basements in Arizona, and there's two reasons. A lot of area of the state has caliche. It's very hard to dig through, and it creates a tremendous expense in digging. But even in the coldest parts of Arizona, to get below the frost line, you don't have to go much more than 6 inches for your foundation. Green Valley, Tucson, Phoenix, I mean, not even an inch and a half in some cases. So we don't have to dig deep to get the footing of our home below the freeze line. That's the critical point of it'll increase the deterioration time of your concrete. You want it below the frost line. So we don't have to dig that deep to build our home safe and structurally. So I would just put it on, use the tape you got. If you've got the foam, you can use towels from the home. If you got an old bath towel and shower towel, it doesn't have to be plumbing foam. It just looks a little bit more professional than your old towels.
And you're using the silver tape to attach the foam, right?
Right.
Okay. It sounded a little confusing. It sounded like she also was using silver tape to wrap the pipes, but that's not what that's good for.
I wouldn't use it by itself.
Okay.
I would put something in between it. There are heat strips I've seen that they plug in and they're electrical and they wrap around your pipe. That's an overkill unless you're in an area where it's the highs, Heber, Sholo, Flagstaff. You could justify it there. Parts of Prescott. But yeah. Anywhere else, you can get away with just some foam and a wrap.
And a good old-fashioned thick blanket just for overnight at my place. I put that over and works nice.
Works nice.
Yeah, very much.
We appreciate the call, Patty. Anything else? Just you've got the number now. You can reach us at 1-888-767-4348 as we move to Paul. Wants to talk about his drain lines. Welcome to the program, Paul.
Hi. So I live in a house that was built in 1941, and I think we're talking original plumbing here. We had a plumber in to do some other work, and as he was getting ready to leave, I mentioned, well, we have this shower that drains slowly. You kind of slosh around in it as the shower progresses. And so he used this powered snake thing to rumble around in there, and he got it to the point where he dislodged a lot of material, and it's now clogged worse than what he had done. I'm at a loss to figure out. Short of jackhammering the thing up, I don't know what to do.
And did you say 51? Did I hear the age correctly?
No, 41.
41?
Yeah.
And nothing has changed to the original plumbing or drains of this home as far as we know.
Yeah, right. We've lived here 12 years and we haven't done anything to it. And a lot of the fixtures and what have you are original. We found 1941 stamped inside the tank of the toilet in that room, so I'm assuming it's all original.
Well, that's 77 years old. And just picture 77 years of soap and hair drained down there and a buildup of gunk. You said it's been slow. You may have what may have started as a 2-inch drain is probably an inch, 3/4 of an inch as the inside of that tube builds up. Nothing at that time. Clay was a popular material that was used. They hadn't gotten into the PVC yet, so there's more for it to catch on to and build up. PVC is a lot slicker and is a much better drain off, which will help prevent that. I mean, 77 years old, and this is the funny thing about water and plumbing. A lot of times on old items, if you go and try and think you're helping it, if you walk past your water heater and you see corrosion build up around where the copper sweated together and you brush that off, it'll start leaking. The corrosion's keeping it, even though it's deteriorating. It's also the leak prevention at that point because it's so weak. Could be an application here where we had some old clay pipes and this, the snake that he put down there could have broken up the drainage worse because it is draining worse. I mean, that pipe was just hanging on. you said, is there a way to fix this without jackhammering? We're going to hope it's not. That we're going to hope so. But we don't know so just yet. There is a couple things we've got to do. We've got to find out what type of material that drainage line is. There are some pretty cool technologies that don't work in every application, but we can now suck epoxy through water lines, both supply lines and drain lines, to increase the life. You know, as far as we know, if you took a PVC pipe and lined it with epoxy, that's at least a 100-year water supply solution, if not longer. No one really knows how long epoxy will last, but you could estimate that as easy a 200- or 300-year solution.
Could you maybe just do a snake camera from the top, from the drain into the pipe?
You could. That doesn't always give you everything you need to know.
Okay.
But that's going to be part of
it. Could you at least see the pipe, the existing drain pipe that's in there? You know, if it goes from small to, I mean, large to small, at least you know what you're dealing with. 41 years, yeah, that's...
No, that's 1941, that's 77 years old.
Let me make that note. I thought it was 41 years old. I misunderstood that.
So what we're going to need to do, you're in a great home. The home's in the 40s in Arizona. We're wonderfully built. I imagine it's red brick. I bet it's got bones that's going to last you another 150 years. It sounds like a lot of things are original, so there's going to be a huge historic value in your home. We've just got to get on site and figure out what the material of the drain line is, the layout of it, if it's near the side of the house, an exterior wall, which it probably is. There's a lot of things we can do to keep from jackhammering and breaking up anything outside in the bathroom itself. We can work through the outside and reroute it a little bit. So it's just going to take a little bit more investigation before we can help bring you to the next step. But do know, at a 77-year-old plumbing line, got a lot of interior buildup of gunk and drainage, a lot of wear. There's only going to be so long till we do have to pull the trigger and invest in a new drain line.